And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
So I'm going this morning. I'm walking. Oh, shit. Whoa. Don't. Just keep it going. So I'm going this morning, and I went to the loo, and he walked out of cubicle, and it fucking stunk. Every morning I get in and it's the same time, same trap, same sting, and it glides through the air. And by the time it's hit you, it's been pacified by 10 yards of fresh air. Livable shit. You put up with it. Livable shit. You put up with it. Gnarly fucking arseholes that gather no balls to do anything apart from sliver, mixed in with knowledge and no localism, just fake accents nicked from someone posh they might have met in Shoreditch, a vegetarian vet, Luke fucking Reed, whoever, GG fucking Allen, gestures of violence to anybody that can't see or hear them, that kind of prick. That kind of shit. Livable shit. Like 3 months of rain. Nobody likes a fucking Tory rain. The Prime Minister's face hanging in the clouds like Gary Oldman's Dracula. As canoe wreaths drove up to the fucking castle. Laughing really badly. Relentless. Like the gears on a bus if you sat at the back. Next to a noisy twat, St. George's flag twat. Livable shit, livable shit. You put up with it. Livable shit. You put up with it. 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 No, hold on. So now I don't dream of anything. I just wait for it to turn up. It's the atmosphere around here. Just chopped my legs off, look. Made me lazy. Made me worry about the streets behind me. Trees like triffids. No time. The grass is always greener. On the other side, break on through, and end up in a posh cemetery in Paris. It's not bad. You fucking livable shit. It was only good. Livable shit. You put up with it. Livable shit. You put up with it. You put up with it. You put up with it.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Lankford.
And Zoe is not speaking into a microphone.
Oh, I'm not, am I?
You have a microphone
there.
Right
here. You didn't inform me of
that. I'm sorry, man. Aw.
Hello, Lankford.
Hey, you're going to have to speak a lot closer to that microphone if you want anyone to hear you.
Oh, can anybody hear me now?
You're registering faintly.
Okay, I'll try to talk louder.
There you go. That's good. All right. Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Sleaford Mods from their last full-length record, Divide and Exit, which is good. Good record. Reviewed in Maximum, not reviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll, but interviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll in the last available issue, unless I'm mistaken.
I have no response.
I think so. There might have been one that came out afterwards. I've been in some kind of hazy fever dream that I call working all the time, but I think they're in the most recent issue. If not, they're in the second to most recent issue. If not, I am Rip Van Winkle, and please inform me what's happened in the last 20 years. But very British, as you can tell. This is going to kick off our radio show for this week. Obviously very British, and we're going to climb upon this stained jet set. It's like an old Concorde that barely works. You have to hold the door shut because that's, I guess, the punkest way to fly around the world.
Is it? I didn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have.
It's true.
Both through space on a couch and in a plane.
What are you getting at? What are we doing?
There's going to be records from bands all across the planet.
Cool.
All right. So, China, here we come. To Maximum Rock and Roll. That was Weed to end off my first jet set around the toilet bowl. That was Meet Me With Ease off their new LP Running Back, which is probably not about an American football player position because they are from Vancouver. They are Van Cougars, and they are sad boys, as you can tell. Going back to the top of the set, we had Colorful Zebra with This Is Sparta, which may not be the most intelligent title for a song, but I do love a song that uses one chord for most, if not all of it. Then we went to Trash Kit, back to England. So first, Colorful Zebra is from China. Trash Kit, back to England from the Sleaford Mods. Boredom off their new LP, Confidence. Hot and Cold, who are a band that has recorded music all across across from the subcontinent to China to Toronto, where I believe they are originally from, or somewhere in Canada. That was City Walls off their new split 7-inch with some white dudes that have a confusing band name that I don't have the record in front of me, so I can't pretend to read it. And then back with Weed, Meet Me With Ease, again, new record. It's good. It's sad. Sad boys. Speaking of sad.
That was a really appalling Canadian accent that you used. That's what's sad.
There's a lot of things that are sad.
Also, I set up this list of songs to play for you, all you listeners out there, and then realized that this is a grouping of songs to be bummed to. And I'm going to start it off with a song by a band that I had never heard of until an hour ago when Langford said, you should probably listen to this. And for once in my life, I listened to him. And for once, maybe actually, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of saying he's right, but it is a song to be sad to, and it is called The End, and it is by Plastic Dolls.
Another day. Then you end up with 7 years
Because I feel like you're probably not feeling good anymore.
What was that, Zoe? I couldn't hear you through the streaming of my river of tears.
I'm never going to leave this chair. That last song was Tuxedo Moon, 7 years. I know that that song is on their LP Half Mute. This version of the song comes off of a Ralph Records 7-inch dated 1980. We started that off again with Plastic Dolls, The End. Langford, do you want to say anything about Plastic Dolls? Do you have any feelings?
Plastic Dolls, I feel pretty positively negative about it. I don't know, or negatively positive. I'm not sure really. But they're from Greece. It was 1984. Things were tough and they thought it was the end. Maybe it was. For some of us it was.
That is Not concise, the statement that you made, but it does work. after that, I played Suburban Lawns, and the song was called Unable, which I think we got the general drift of. This LP is one of my favorites, but only half of it, because the songs that Sue Tissue sings on are the best in the world, because she's a fucking genius, and the songs that the other guy sings on are piles of garbage. So take that as you will. And then after that, we played Glaxo Babies. It was their EP, This Is Your Life, and the song is called Stay Awake. So, yeah.
Well, man, we hit so much negative vibes there that I think we actually traveled backwards in time. So I'm going to get back in that jet, and I'm going to try and get up to light speed to see if we can return to the present day. But in the meantime, we're going to hang out in the United States, in Boston, with the Volcano Suns.
I'm a girl.
Stanford, that was still a really big bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bummer. What was also a bummer is we came back at the end to 1985. So it proves that in punk, you can never escape the past. That was No from Colombia with Recuelo. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that Recuelo. Sue me. That was from Tour de Farce Part 3, the International Underground compilation. I'm not actually certain on 1985 as a year, but what are you going to do, man? We started that off with Volcano Sun's White Elephant. Then the Gordons from the Tuatara comp. Since my Canadian accent was so bad, I'm not even going to try to attempt a New Zealand accent. That's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of nuance there. Yeah. So that was Coal Miner's Song. Public Eye with Public Eye from their 7-inch Public Eye. That was when we managed to break on through to the present day. And then we started to slip back just a little bit with Death to Pigs, SS Slave off Colonel Carnival. And then we just crashed back into Columbia, mid-80s somewhere, with No.
Well, I mean, we're doing really good, and we're going to maybe run out of time. So I've got a short set of 3 songs, maybe, and I would say that it is going to get a little better, but it's still going to stay weird. And I'm going to start this off with Rubella Ballet, Tangled Web.
We'll be right back.
I'm fucking bummed, bro.
Yeah, you are. That was the Frantic Elevators with Every Day I Die. Ugh. And before that was Rubella Ballet with Tangled Web. And before that was the song before that song on the same Rubella Ballet LP called Playtime, and accompanied by the voices of Langford and I realizing that I had fucked up.
Yep. Well, live edits by DJs Langford and Zoe. Thanks for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the text, to keep the music coming to you. Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockAndRoll.com, and click on the donate button for more details. For more information about this radio show, check out our website at radio.MaximumRockAndRoll.com or email us at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. If for reviews, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD-only releases and cassettes to MRR P.O. Box 460760 San Francisco, CA 94146 USA. That's also the way you want to get your records played on the air, or you can hit us on Twitter at the Twitter thing, which I don't really understand. I think it has something to do with birds. Maybe they're in a cage and sometime it's a whale. Zoe?
So we're going to finish this up with Per Ubu Final Solution so that you can just get that final dose of...
We don't need a cure.
No.